something too.
No, we're about to be a part of the. I just needed a good book.
You know, I'm about, definitely about to be on somebody's island. But when I turn 30, I'm doing a solo trip. Like, for the 30th. Me, some water, kick my feet up, cocktail.
That's fine.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to do a solo trip.
Yeah, my back going to be big, big. So I'm gonna go.
Hey, yo.
Alrighty then. Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Gray Area Podcast. I'm Shaquoia D.
Being Breeze.
It's your boy, Damani.
And, yeah, if this is your first time joining us, welcome to the Gray Area. This is a podcast about whatever we feel like talking about. It could be love, life, music. Solo trips. Running out of batteries. Whatever we feel like it. But first, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe, and tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. But let's get into the topic. What are we talking about today, guys?
Alright. Can't get this up. We had two main pick. We didn't choose. So it's up to me to choose.
We can start with
Hermit phase.
That's what I was thinking. Mm-hmm. What was you about to say? Hermit mode?
I said hermit mode, and then he said phase over top of me, and I was like, oh, I said it wrong. Go ahead.
Tomato, tomato. Today we're going to talk about hermit phase. The hermit phase. I feel like we all are entering a hermit phase. I'm setting up my living quarters to
accommodate that.
Yep, that was the word I was looking for. Thank you, thank you. The Lord will bless you. Yeah, to accommodate my
hermit
face. Thank you. The Lord will bless you.
The Lord has already blessed you.
Word. Yeah. Come on now. Glory. Hallelujah. Sorry, just needed a praise break for a minute.
You know, I jumped when you. I was about to.
Like a show her.
I got on. We're not
But yeah, I definitely agree with that. Like, I feel like I'm in a phase of my hermit phase, right? And just working on the EP, I kind of had to go into some level of it. Not completely, because I wasn't able to lock in how I wanted to. That was more so of a me thing than anything else. But this is actually my first, like, hermit phase. So I think I'm setting myself up so that, like you said, how you're setting up your room to accommodate that, like, I'm setting up my life slowly but surely to start entering into my hermit phase. And I don't think that it's gonna look like what most people think it looks like. And you chime in, and then we'll actually say what the hermit phase is, because we don't even know if y'all know what the hermit phase is. So go ahead.
Or I think I was already kind of in one. I think I'm in a similar way, like setting it up so that it could be a more efficient hermit phase. Because I think before it was just kind of like me sporadically working and just kind of like doing whatever. Now I'm trying to make it so that I can have the least amount of resistance possible, so that I can create everything that I'm trying to create and like just actually lock in so that I'm not distracted.
Or I feel that. So what is the hermit phase? How would y'all describe it?
So for me, I would describe it as, it looked different for everybody, but for me, this time around, I'm gonna be seen.
But wait, in general.
I'm not gonna be, okay, in general.
In general first, like, and then you specific.
I really want to Google it because I don't want to be wrong. Okay. But if... Yeah, correct me if I'm wrong. Mm. Basically, you focusing on... Basically, you cut off from the world. You focusing on whatever it is that you're doing, whether it's healing, a business, whatever goals you set, but you're not worrying about anything outside of where your focus is.
Mm. Yeah, I would agree. I think it's just the space where you're... The focus is on
in your shift.
Yeah, the focus is on the things that you're trying to create, be, do, whatever it is. So I think, yeah, it's just a space where you're almost to the point of, like, yeah, where you're, like, you're cutting yourself off from outside, anything that's, like, outside of the scope of what you're trying to do.
All right. Okay. So, according, it says, as described by Kundalini Diaries, the hermit phase is made up of a time in life where it can feel like everything in our life is falling apart. We can lose relationships, jobs, and what feels like most of the things we once loved and knew so well. It is a phase that can feel terrifying, scary, and utterly confusing. This other thing, other website, agreatmode.com, says there are many different reasons why people may feel the need to go into hermit phase. It could be because they need time to reflect on something, work on a project, improve their mental health, meditate, or pray in silence, or simply recharge, especially if they have an introverted personality. So, even when you look online, the definition isn't necessarily, it's not, it's no solid definition. But for, I guess, my perspective of the hermit phase, I agree with you guys. It's a time where you're really locking in on yourself, on whatever you're working on. It's a time of focus. It's a time of you being with you, and not necessarily worrying about all of the outside elements. Not necessarily. It depends on what you're doing in your hermit phase. So what does the hermit phase look like this time around for you specifically? Because you were about to go into that.
I don't remember what I was about to say. It was about to be good, though. But
sorry.
The hermit phase for me this time around, it really just, this is where everything materializes. So everything that I've been working for or towards since 2019, this is where stuff actually happens. Like, this is where I see things actually happening. Even if it's a little momentum, mm-hmm. actually, it's not going to be little momentum. I've been saying everything going to happen at once. Everything going to come, like, just happen at once. Mm-hmm. And now I see it's because I had to become a certain person. Like, I've been building all these little things up, like baby stepping. And now, in order for it to go to where I wanted to go, I had to become a certain person. Mm. Mm-hmm. And I had to understand who I was and actually what I was doing.
Right.
Or, like, to an extent, what I was doing. And the fact that it's going to be lonely regardless, even though people come along the way, but it's still just you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What about you?
Similar. I think it's similar. I kind of said it before, but just really organizing my life to be the most efficient that it can be, and just setting up everything so that I can actually succeed at the things that I want to succeed in. Because I think before I was in my own way, and it was like I didn't realize like that I set stuff up to be in my own way. Mm-hmm. So like looking at everything, like I was like yesterday, it was either yesterday or the day before, I was writing down all of the things that I would want to do, or that I'm like, all right, these are the things that I want to do, and just in general, in like the next few months or whatever. And I'm like, all right, what do I need to do to achieve that? And it's like, how can I set something up for that to work? And then it's like, how can I set it up to be 1% better? And so I'm like, all right, if I'm talking about create merch or create like designs, like what can I do that would make it that I can get 1% better at it every day? Well, I can come up with a design every day, or maybe I can try and learn more about a photo editing app every day, or just like so that I can, that I'm getting 1% better at multiple things at one time. That's how I was processing it when I was at work. So I'm like, all right, if I choose these five things, how can I get better at each individual thing so that it doesn't have to feel like I'm doing a Herculean amount of effort. Like, I don't gotta feel like I'm carrying the weight of the world on me. It's like, if I'm just getting a little bit better in each thing at the end of the day, I'll be way further along than when I'm starting. Because right now, in my last hermit phase, it was like, it felt like it was just a mess. It was like I wasn't caring about my like health as much. I was like, I'm not going to the barber. Like I'm just this stuff that
that's you
just
kind of. I'm at that spot now.
I haven't been to the barber in a minute too, but it's not for the same. It wasn't for the same. Like for then, it was like I didn't care about anything else. Now it's like I understand that like my health and making sure that like just regular stuff like again getting a haircut. Like I'm still doing that. Just the focus is on the thing that I'm trying to be, you know, do and be and create.
Did I even answer the question?
Yeah, you said what it looked like. What it's looking like for you now?
Like, but did I answer? Like, did I answer?
Yeah,
I believe you did. If you want to,
nah, I know I answered.
Yeah,
I feel like you did, but if you want to go further, go ahead.
And it was something that you said. Nah, you can go. What was your question?
I got a question after y'all. Go ahead, and then I got.
What was the last thing you said?
Just making sure. I was like,
I remember. So my first hermit phase, it was more of getting routines. I was more focused on doing a routine, getting the knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's like I learned. I know all the stuff. I watched all the videos. I listened to all the speeches. I did the routines. I waking up 4 o'clock. That worked. It worked for me at one point in time.
Mm-hmm.
It don't work for me now because I don't go to sleep until like 1-2 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's working smarter, not harder.
Right.
And everything that I was trying to do, it seemed sporadic and random, and I felt like everything had to be its own thing, like everything had to be separate.
Mm-hmm.
But now I understand that everything is separate, but it's all tied to
you.
Yeah, it's like my limbs, my arms and legs.
Yeah.
Like it's a body. I'm the body, and then each thing is like a different limb.
Mm-hmm. I like that. I like that. What about you, girl?
Hey,
I know, or you had a question. I didn't know.
I do have a question, but I can answer first and then do my question. So for me, like I said, this is my first. To my knowledge, this is my first hermit phase, right? Mm-hmm. I know that there's times where like I focused before in the past, but like this time for me is more about focusing on me, but also really allowing myself to operate in my zone of genius uninterrupted. That's actually the thought that I had this morning. Because I've been lately operating in my zone of genius, and like I was able to lock in, and it was just like, oh wow, this it's not as scary here as I thought it was going to be. But in me doing that more often and more willingly, because in the past I was in the past like running from my gifts and running from the things that I guess essentially made me happy, because I don't know if it was more so that I didn't necessarily feel deserving of it, or I mean I was just scared at the end of the day. It's not even that I felt like I couldn't do it, it was just like the idea of doing so much just scared me. So but now that I'm allowing myself to do that stuff and allowing myself to lock in, it's different. So I feel like my hermit phase, it looks like me continually operating in my zone of genius while upholding the values that I've set in place for myself, which is putting myself first and showing up for myself, and also like just all the rest of the values that I had. And y'all don't need to know all my values, but making sure that I value me in the process of me pulling this all together, which also means organizing and cleaning and allowing things to materialize. Because I know for a fact that it's certain opportunities that I just didn't allow to enter into my life because I was scared.
You and me both.
So, sure. So now I'm welcoming that and I'm gonna walk in it. And my hermit phase is really going to look like me operating in my zone of genius.
Right. Now it's more of a me embracing who I am.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everybody look at you like the old you. Mm-hmm. Even you look at yourself as, or at least me. I was still looking at myself. I knew I was growing and changing, evolving, but I was still looking at myself as if I was the old version of me.
Yeah.
But now, like, I'm embracing, I know who I am, I'm embracing who I am, and these come with, like, before, I don't want to talk to you. Mm-hmm. I could take a couple minutes out. Like, how you doing today? You know? Like, we gonna talk. Like, I don't be wanting to go, I don't be wanting to be on live. But once I get on live, mm-hmm. and people actually talking, it'd be cool. Yeah. Like, I enjoy talking. I just don't. Now I can say I enjoy talking to people. I just don't always feel like talking. Mm.
That's rare.
Yeah, that's different. Well, you was about to say something, though.
Yeah, so what I was going to say was, it was actually the opposite for me, right? It was me forgetting, like, getting so far from where I was when I was younger that I was like, oh, I almost forgot that, like, oh, people don't know me for this, or people don't know me for thing that I used to do, or, like, oh, people really think I'm not this kind of person. And it's like, I could be that. It's like, but for a long time, it was like I was doing a lot of, like, self-assessment and, like, being like, dang, all right, how are my actions, like, affecting people or whatever. So now for me, it's like, all right, like, what I was doing before, it wasn't necessarily wrong. It was just I was applying some of the stuff in a way that wasn't necessarily the best way. Mm-hmm. So, like, now I'm like, all right, there was elements of me that I liked, like, when I was younger. Like, I can do that. Like, I can be that. I can be portions of that person. Now, there's, like, there's nothing wrong with it. It was just, it's being mindful of, like, all right, you're that person, but you're also this person as well. Like, there's elements of the old you there, but there's also elements of the new you that you had to go through to
learn. Definitely agree with that. And then even with that, the old me, even, I'm not even going to say the old me, my younger self. Mm-hmm. It's ways that my younger self thought, stuff my younger self did, that only my younger self could do.
Yeah.
So I have to bring my younger self to the table as well. So my younger self, present self, and my future self, my higher self, in order for me to be the person that I am. Or mm-hmm. that I like to live the desired life. Mm-hmm. I need everybody.
Yeah.
I was actually going to say something similar to that. Like, I find myself looking back on who I was, like, as a child. but, like, even just, like, in how freely I thought, and how, when I was little, like, nothing seemed like it was impossible. Mm. Those types of things, having those conversations with myself when I was younger versus now, and recognizing, like, oh, okay, I don't got to think so much. So, yes, also having to talk to your inner child or your past self or both and your present self and your future self and stuff like that, bringing everybody to the table, I think, is an important thing, especially when working to actually progressively continue to move forward.
Yeah. And I was going to say, it's funny, because, and we talk about this a lot, but in terms of, like, the old, so some of the old habits that we had when we were younger, they weren't bad habits, right? Mm-hmm. Again, they just, I feel like they were applied in the wrong way. So, like, right. I'm thinking about some of the habits that I had for music, or not for me, for sports, mm-hmm. right? Like, some of the things that I would just naturally do. Like, I was like, if I was playing and I lost, like, if I was playing, like, just at a random game at, like, at the court near my house, and I lost, like, it would sit with me for so, like, and I'm thinking, I'm going over the game, I'm going, in my head, I'm going over the footage, I'm like, I didn't do this, let me, tomorrow I'm gonna go up and put up 1,000 shots, tomorrow, blah, 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 and it's like, that version of me was like, procrastination wasn't a thing, like, mm-hmm. it wasn't even a thought, it was like, alright, I'm just doing what I'm doing, and it was a level of fearlessness where it's like, I'm doing whatever. And I didn't really give myself time to think about what the outcome was going to be. So I was like, I had to come to the realization, like, oh, I like that, like, that, those elements. Like, there was some stuff you was wilding, but some stuff is like, all right, if I take that and just apply that to other stuff, if I apply it to business, if I apply it to whatever else I'm doing, it's like, I can see some success, because, that again, that was still me. And then in the same way, I saw a TikTok, they were talking about in terms of like the future you, mm-hmm. they were saying she was saying that when it comes to working out, she has to literally, before she goes to the gym, when she wakes up, she has to ask herself, like, hey, what are we doing today? Like, future, like, what are we doing? Because, like, if I'm doing it for me right now, me is not going to the gym.
Yeah, I'm chilling. Yeah. I'm some snacks. Yeah. Yo, you making cookies tonight?
You know what I'm saying? So, like, if I'm asking the future me, like, all right, what are we doing? And I guess for them, it's like, it's hindsight, but it's like, what are we doing? It's like, all right, we going to the gym. At the very least, we Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, we making sure we go. And it's like, I'm doing it for them, like, for that version of me. Because, like, in the past version of me, is like, all right, I was here. This is what I made my...
I made my
mistakes, you know. Like, you here, but you there because of me, and I appreciate that. Like, the future you was like, hey, whatever you do is a result of, like, is good enough. Yeah, I'm a result of that. So, like, whatever you do now is gonna affect me. So please make the best decision for me. And when she said it, I was like, dang. I was like, all right. It almost took me, not taking me out of the present, but it took me out of whatever the feeling. The immediate feeling I had is like, I just want to stay in bed a little longer. It's like, nah. Somebody like me, I'm counting on me. Like, you know what I mean? Let me make a move. Go ahead.
I feel like, first of all, I never looked at it from that perspective before. So that just kind of messed me up a little bit. But I'm actually going to start doing that. But I feel like for me, some of the times it's like, okay, you need to stay in bed a little bit longer because you did too much yesterday. So, like, in order for my future self to be okay, it's like, all right, you need to practice a little extra self-care here. Or, all right, you done slept for about 3 hours now. I need you to get up. And whether it be to do some yoga or do some work, I just need you to get up and, like, be intentional about whatever you want this day to look like. But I think that's a fire perspective to look at things from, because I never looked at it like that. And even with the discipline from sports, I've been trying for, like, I've been saying in my head, I need to figure out how to translate this into, like, my life now, but haven't been able to figure it out. Mm-hmm. But that, I think that perspective will actually help me.
And I was going to say, this is actually going off to an earlier point you made, when you're like, whenever you, if there's something that you do and you do well, I think the longer of a break you take from it, the more afraid you are to go back to it. So, like, if you design websites, or, like, if you haven't done it in a long time, just the thought of it is, like, is a lot more scary than they go, at least in my opinion.
Yeah, I feel like the thought of it may be scarier, just because... For me, it's a thought of, I might not be as good as I was when I left off.
But, or, I might not be as good as I thought I was.
or I have to start over. That's the one when I'm like, I got to start over again. Like, I don't even want to have to start over. But yeah.
Go ahead.
But for me, it's more of a, I needed this break. So, when I get back to it, I might not be as good as I was, but I see things differently. Mm-hmm. So this is, I'm not starting from zero. Mm-hmm. It's like, I'm older. I learned a lot more. The stuff I was complaining about or stressing over, it's not really, it's no need to stress because I've been here before. Mm-hmm. So it might take me a couple more tries, but I've been here before. So it's not nothing new.
Yeah.
But that's once I get started again.
I was gonna say,
the thought of it be scary, and then you do it, and you be like, oh, this ain't so bad. Like, this is, okay, I just gotta get back into the swing of things. But you be thinking, like, ah, this is about to be a whole failure. I'm about to crash and burn.
Yeah, but yeah, because it's like, beforehand, it's like, all right, I'm David and Goliath. I beat the giant. All right, you mean I gotta do this again?
Right.
And it's like, I ain't took up my slingshot in some years. You want me to do this again? Like, or regardless, it's like, whatever it is, it's like, you want me to climb this mountain again and I gotta start over again? It's like, dang, I remember how much effort, how much what I was doing to get there. And so sometimes I think before you start, it feels like it's gonna be, it's like, I haven't, but it feels like it's going to be so much more difficult, but that's because you haven't been in the space. Mm. And I think that's partially what the hermit phase is for you to be, like, in the space to kind of just, like, not like in a space for a good amount of time and not leave it, so that you're not, you don't have to make the adjustment to like come back and be like, ah, dang, it's been so long since I've made this. It's like, nah, just kind of lock in.
And you're doing it so much now, it's
second nature.
Yeah, and that's what I'm working on now, or focusing on healthy habits, like creating healthy habits. So everything that I'm doing now, it's like how you were saying, ask your higher self, what are we doing today? Mm-hmm. Everything I'm doing now, everywhere my focus is going now, is to benefit my higher self.
Yeah.
That answered my... Well, the question I had earlier was, do y'all think that there's a such thing as a healthy hermit phase?
Oh, where my higher self is probably psychic, too. Mm-hmm. So
but both of y'all been answering that, like, just making sure that you have the habits, because you can go into hermit phase and, like, it'd be really bad, where you're not thinking about yourself, like, you're not eating, you're not sleeping, and I mean, like, in your hermit phase, a lot of times, sometimes you do one or the other or both.
Mm-hmm.
But to make sure that you have the healthy habits there, so that okay, I need to eat, or like I need to sleep. Like, mm-hmm. let me figure out a routine so that I can still do what I'm trying to focus on, but also make sure I'm taking care of myself.
I feel like that goes with having a purpose, or maybe intentionally going into a hermit phase. And being aware.
Yeah.
Like, actually being aware of what's happening. I don't want to go into a hermit phase, but I know I am. So mm-hmm. I just got to embrace it. So I'm aware that, one, I've been here before.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, so I know it's not nothing bad. And I enjoy being alone.
Mm-hmm.
And it's needed.
Yeah.
Like, it's definitely needed.
It definitely is.
But I'm aware, so I know exactly what's happening. And I know exactly what I need to do, or get to do, so I can get to where I'm going.
But it's funny. I'll tell you about that for you later. But I think it's super important to create a safe space to do it. Like mm-hmm. create a safe space to go into the hermit mode. Because again, like it's not, in most cases, it's not healthy. Like it's not a healthy space, because it's like, again, you're not thinking, like you're foregoing like your eating habits, your sleeping habits, like everything that keeps you like sane in most cases, and you're usually locked in on this to the point of exhaustion for a lot of people, and it's like they don't usually have a safeguard. They don't have a point where they stop, and like if you don't know how to turn it off, it's like, it's not, yeah, it can get bad. So I think it's good that you have to have a specific time for it. It's like, all right, when this is done, where I'm shutting this off, you know, and it's like, that way you can come back and slowly get back to whatever regular life is for you. Because sometimes we'll get into it and we'll lock into it, and then you'll, again, you don't stop, so then your body will stop you.
Yeah.
And I don't think you should be pushing yourself to the point where your body has stopped. I think you should always be in control of the ship. So like making sure you actually stop yourself.
Even with that, you talking about eating habits. My eating habits are like, I'm making sure that I'm eating. Like
mm-hmm.
I'm not just, again, I'm aware, I know what's happening, and I know what I'm doing and what I want to do. So I'm making sure I do certain things,
but
just so it could roll over.
That's like, what I was saying. Yeah, you're making it. You're doing you're doing it in a healthy way. That's why you're creating a safe space for you to do it, and so that you can still
mm-hmm.
still function. That's what. Yeah, makes sense. And I was gonna say, kind of still going back to the whole like doing it for your heart. So I realized when I saw that that video, I was like, I want to make it so much easier for my future self, like in terms of the, because like how it's been for myself right now, I've made it so much harder for myself than it needed to be. So I'm like, let me at least do some stuff now so that in the future I can work less, because all mm-hmm. especially in how we are in America, it's like we set stuff up so that we're working the exact the same amount until we're 65. And it's like, you know.
Or more.
Yeah. Unless you move up in position, and that way you're like, all right, you're not doing the same amount of work. But in general, I feel like we don't set ourselves up so that we can work easier in our latter years. Like, we just kind of like, all right, we're going to consistently have to do the same amount of work. I don't want to do that. Like, I'd like, if I'm gonna do hard work now, I'd rather do hard work now and then later on, like, I can just kind of like, all right, this is easy. Let me just pick and pop.
But that goes into like the systems that you set up, and then you being intentional, not only about being in the hermit phase or focusing, but you being intentional about listening to your body or taking care of yourself and stuff like that. I think that, wow, my thought just kind of floated away. Should have said. Down by the river. But I think that the hermit phase can be a good thing if you go into it with the intention of not only... accomplishing whatever you set out to accomplish, but also actually doing it in a healthy way, actually setting it up so that you can have the systems that you need. Like, even for us, like, I know one thing for me personally that would help in my hermit phase, because when I get super focused on something and I'm not paying attention, like, it's easier for me to just eat snacks. I'm not really a snacker. I'm more of a meal person. But, like, when I get into these modes, I need some type of snack. So, to make sure that we have healthy snacks around so that I'm not just eating a bunch of junk. Like, it might be grapes. It might be, like, some other type of fruit. Or it could just be something else. Gluten-free, of course. But, just making sure you have those things. Because we do have habits and tendencies that we already have in place, whether it be from our past selves or just ways of operating. So to make sure, all right, this is set in place, but I'm still going to make sure that I'm doing it in the most healthy way possible. But yeah, whether it be mentally, physically, spiritually, whatever you need, just making sure, like, I know I have this habit, so I'm going to intentionally make sure that I have this thing set up so that I can I can continue to progress and not, I guess, spiral. Like, for me, I want to make sure I don't have a bunch of, like, stuff with gluten in it that I can snack on, because then my body going to be acting crazy. And it's not going to be a fun hermit phase at that point.
But that goes into knowing yourself.
Right.
And knowing what habits you want to keep from your previous self, younger self, and actually know where you're going.
Like, right.
Have a vision, have a purpose. Even if you, have a purpose for this time.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, have a vision so you know where you're going.
Yeah. I got a question. What have you guys learned from your previous hermit phases? Like, or do you feel like you haven't really learned too much from the hermit phase?
Well, this was my first one that I'm coming out of now. Mm-hmm. And,
And you about to go back in?
Yeah.
Oh, we're fine.
This week is my break, and then I'm about to go back into it.
Mm.
But I need to schedule better. Time management is very important. I think part of it's hard maneuvering around working as a creative and trying to complete an entire project and working a 9-to-5. So, like, I was waking up before work to try to work on stuff and going to sleep late to try to finish working on stuff. But if I would have managed my time a little bit better, of course there are other elements that, you know, I didn't have control over. So, like, me originally mixing the EP versus when we learned the new way to mix the EP. So then I had to start over. That's something I didn't necessarily have control over. And, well, I did, because I didn't have to mix it again, but I decided to. So that's one thing, but just making sure, because I have, like, a schedule. I had a set list of things that I wanted to get done throughout the day, even if it's just morning or nighttime routine, but making sure I make the time to do those things and get done what I want to get done. I think that's something that I feel like I learned that I need. So, like, going back into it, excuse me. Setting up better schedule for myself.
That was hefty.
Sorry. But yeah, just setting up better time for myself. Schedule, time management is very important, and I need to schedule that. And also make sure that I make time for my self-care, even if it's just as small as me reading a book. Which I was doing at a certain point, I was doing it, and then the last week, at my whole morning and nighttime routine went out the window. At first, I was doing the full routine, then I was doing bits and pieces of it, and then last week, just none of it. My morning routine and night routine was mixing the EP. So, yeah. I think I answered the question.
You did.
Okay.
You did.
I'm tired, y'all. I can't. I'm so tired. Go ahead.
For me, it was more what I've learned was the importance of a routine. Not even necessarily having a morning routine or a night routine, but just certain things that I had to get done throughout the day. So wherever I had time, depending on what I'm doing that day, that'll determine how my routine is. But make sure that I do these certain things every day just to keep myself grounded, focused, and kind of like how you was talking about self-care. That's part of my self-care. Now I have the capacity to do whatever, work, think, and knowing what I want to do the day before. It helps me so I can prepare myself for, like, say if I got to call somebody, like just to ask a question. I hate asking questions, but if I know that I have to make this call the night before, it's like, okay, I could call. I don't want to call, but nah, you got to call. All you got to do is say, hey, this is such and such, that's it. But nah, I don't want to ask. Just ask the question. Let's practice. ring. Hey, how you doing? This is such and such. I just have a couple questions. That's just that simple.
He said ring.
But yo, it really be something as small as like practicing stuff. Like some stuff that you feel like you shouldn't have to practice. But sometimes you just gotta practice it.
I gotta practice everything. Now, I don't know what I saw some video and they were talking about kind of like what you were talking about, asking the higher self. But yeah, your higher self knows everything knows everything that you need to know to get to where they are, because they are where you're trying to get to. Mm-hmm. So just ask them, like, go with them. Mm-hmm. And another thing, pray. I'm gonna go within, and then I'm gonna just go do whatever I go get whatever I'm getting. Mm-hmm. That's the first thing in hermit phase. First hermit phase, it was more of a I'm reading the books. I'm listening to the listens. I'm listening to the listens. And I'm watching the people. I'm doing the meditations.
Yeah.
The visualizations. The journaling. But I'm just waiting.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're not waiting. And I had to get out of my way to actually understand. All that stuff is good. It's great. Mm-hmm. And I'm doing it now. But now it's more of a self-care. Let me see where I'm going before I actually go there. And then that goes with rehearsing, practicing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, I know I'm doing this, and this. All right, let me just practice in my head. Just so it's like I've been here before.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was going to say that actually reminds me of, what is it? It might be chess players. I think they say good chess players. They're playing the game in their head nonstop. Like it's not even like before they even get to the board. It's like they're already playing a game, and it's like, all right, let me practice. And again, what they say, you can control how long I play. You can't control how long I practice. Mm-hmm. So it's like I can practice as much as I want, and I think the practice makes things a lot easier. So now you don't have to think about how am I doing what I'm doing? How am I going to look doing what I'm doing? You just got to go out there and just kind of...
Yeah.
What's the next move? How do I play?
Yeah, as opposed to... Because now you don't have... That's not a space in your mind. Like, you're not thinking about it anymore. Once you practice it to the point where it's second nature, now your mind can think about whatever else you want to think about. So, yeah, I mean, for me, in terms of, like, learning from the hermit phase, I think... Yeah, just taking care of yourself. I think that was probably the main thing. And I also, in a similar way, with I'm listening to everything, I'm reading every book, I'm trying to get all the, I'm listening to every TED Talk. This is the information you need to have. And it's like, I've listened to enough where it's like it's ingrained in me enough so that now I could just act, and it's like, let me just do stuff, let me just continue to do stuff and see what I actually will learn from it, because everybody's just kind of giving you their perspective on what it's gonna be like when you get to this mountain. It's like, oh, it's gonna be super windy, you might want to bring a jacket, you might want to blah blah, mm-hmm. but until you get there, you might be like, hey, you know what, I'm from up top. It ain't even that cold. I don't need no jacket.
And if it's windy, I might blow away. So let me not bring this jacket.
That's what I'm saying. So you just never
light hoodie. Windbreaker or something light.
He used to have me outside during gym class and it was 40 degrees.
Bro, you know, crazy. Back in my day, we used to walk through snow barefoot.
But yeah, I just now I'm just learning to do the stuff and then get my own have my own opinion about stuff and come to my own conclusions, because I think before I was looking to come to other people's conclusions, I'm looking to find like what they were finding. It's like now, yeah, it's like,
feel that.
And I was like, nah, if I'm gonna go down this road, whatever I find, I want to make sure it's like, all right, this is what I've concluded from this. Like, I don't know what they're gonna tell you. If it aligns, that's fire. If it doesn't, that's also fire. Like,
and I feel like that also goes into something else that I learned from the hermit phase, is just like trusting yourself. Not only trusting yourself, but like trusting yourself and trusting what God instilled in you, right? So my perspective is that I see my life as a collaboration with God. So if I'm working with God to build this thing to get me to wherever I'm about to go, I have to trust what we talked about. Like, I gotta trust, like, it's in me. Like, I gotta trust that I was already given the tools, or God is going to give me the tools that I need to get to where I have to go. Because a lot of times I know I was hesitating at the same time. I was hesitating for a lot of things just because, like, I didn't feel like I knew enough, or I had enough, or like, all right, well, how's this going to happen? And I'm focusing so much on the how, I'm not trusting myself to just start doing whatever so that I could get to the next step. And I feel like that's an important part of it, is just trusting yourself that you can do the thing, but also trusting God that he's there with you and that everything's going to work out better than you expected.
Mm-hmm. And I was going to say with the hermit phase, it's also trusting. Now, for me, it's trusting that the magic is going to come the next time I go in the hermit phase. Like, I trust that whatever God's going to do, mm-hmm. like, God's going to do it. Like,
right.
He's done already.
Just like, yeah,
right.
Just,
he just got to go. Just
get like, there. Yeah, just,
get in there.
Just, wait
just
for
step
me.
In the room. Yeah. You know, you got to leave room for God. That's what they say. Crack right. the door. But yeah, I think that's one of the.
I'm sorry, I just picture God peeking in like.
He's like, you cracked the door for me.
I'm like, making sure you in there.
Right.
Stop like, playing with you.
He's peeking in, checking in on you. You good? All right. I'll see you in 15 minutes.
You imagine? God showing up like, I just wanted to make sure you cracked the door. All right, I got room. That's all I needed.
Don't be closing my doors. See that door cracked.
Either you in or you out. Man, now my good hand.
I'm sorry.
Nah, you good. Yeah, that's what I was just trusting that when I go in, that I'm going to get something from it. Like, I don't have it's not a doubt in my mind that it's like, oh, I'm going to go in there and it's not going to work. Like, nah, I'm here for a reason. Like, I'm,
right.
like whatever I get from it is what I get from it. And we're going to use that and
that's
get
right.
to the next.
Bet you I'll get to a bag.
Mm.
Bet you I'll get to a bag. Sorry, go ahead.
Go get to the bag. Get to all of that. Get to the next level.
Yeah.
Get to my highest self. Whatever, mm-hmm. whatever it is.
Yeah, I definitely I feel that. I feel like the hermit phase is an interesting thing, just because I mean everything that we talk about pretty much is subjective, but I feel like we don't look at it as it could be whatever we want it to be or however we want it to look like. The ways that we've just talked about the hermit phase, I feel like are a lot healthier and intentional in us creating the healthy environment for ourselves to thrive versus how we typically hear about the hermit phase or see the hermit phase or how we typically are in the hermit phase, mm-hmm. Where we just don't, we ignore all of our physical needs or
mm-hmm.
And just try to push through, ignore it, mental
yeah.
needs, and just try to keep going and That can actually put you in a very dark place now that I'm thinking about it.
I mean, yeah, and it's lonely.
Yeah, I was going to say it's lonely. It's like you're binging on whatever you're focusing on.
Yeah.
Like, so, I mean, when you binge it on, but yeah, like even when you think about binging on the show, like people will binge watch a show and it's like, bro, you haven't moved out that chair in hours. You don't realize it because you're so invested, and it's like, hey, yo, just hit a little reminder. Just stand up. Like, get some water. Like,
I had to do that when I was a workaholic. In my past life, I was a workaholic. All right, not in my past life, just this life, but like in the past, I was a workaholic. So I had a reminder on my phone that said, stand up, stretch.
That's fine.
It is. I recently turned it off because I'm a reformed, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Went to the programs, did the things.
Now I'm breaking around.
Now I'm not a workaholic. But yeah, do y'all have any final thoughts on hermit phases? What y'all feel like it looks like? Do y'all want to keep talking?
I'm good.
I got anything else.
All right. Well, thank y'all for joining us for another episode of the Gray Area Podcast.
Gray Area. Woo!
The moral of this podcast is that the hermit face can definitely look like whatever you want it to look like. We do think that you should set systems in place to make sure that you're able to have a healthy hermit phase so that you can thrive in the way that you need to thrive, in the way that you want to thrive.
Right.
But if you haven't already, make sure you like, share, and subscribe to our podcast. Tell a friend. And follow us on Instagram at Gray Area Podcast.
Yeah.
And if y'all got any topics or if you want to tell us about what your hermit face has looked like in the past or what you want it to look like, comment below. Let us know. Or if you just want to say hi, comment below and say hi. But we'll talk to y'all next time.
Adios.
Stay black, people.
Even if you ain't black, people.
Stay black.